And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and next segment's going to be featuring the Raleigh County Seniors Service Center. We're going to get a call from Jamie Ramsey here in just a moment, who's the director over there, and we'll be talking about some upcoming events there. And just a real quick plug on this, I know that I'm going to be heading down to the Senior Center next month for one of their Towny Tuesday events. I believe that's on January 11th, and so I'll be out there talking about some of the top news stories of 2021. They asked me to come speak about that, so we are actively compiling a list of the top, basically top 10 news stories of 2021 that we covered here, and I'll be sharing those with an audience there. I believe it's around 1 or 1:30. We'll get the official time narrowed down here from Jamie in a moment, but that's going to be a lot of fun coming up January 11th, the Raleigh County Seniors Service Center, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that. So the Senior Center, of course, over there at 4th and Leavenworth, great little location they've got there. They do a lot of good stuff for the seniors here in our community, and we know they're having a little issues here this morning with some phones being down there, so we've asked Jamie to call in using her cell phone because the other ones aren't working as well. So we'll just get her plugged in here, and we're good to go. And so Jamie Ramsey is joining us here on the phone. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, we're trying to stay warm here. We lost our heat and our phones.
That's crazy.
With the storm on Wednesday.
Do you have power?
We do.
Well, that's weird.
And we have lights, but no, you know, so I don't know. So we're just making people exercise harder and wear their coats. but we're still serving lunch.
All right, very good. Well, and there's a lot I know that you guys have been doing this month, including if I remember, you guys had your Christmas dinner. Was that last week?
We had it last week, but today at 1 o'clock we are having the charades, a barbershop quartet. Come and sing.
Oh, nice.
So if people want to come down, no need to call in because we won't get that message, but just come on down.
Very good. Well, yeah, hopefully get your phones restored at some point here. That's that's no fun not having phones. And believe me, the only worst thing is not having internet. But yeah. Well,
we would like heat first.
Heat is good, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So that's a free event that people can check out. We were just talking here. I know that Liz asked me next month to come down to your Towny Tuesday event, I believe is what it is. And
you are coming to talk to us.
Yeah, and I forget the time on this. 1 o'clock, right?
It's at 1 o'clock, and you're going to be talking about a year in review, which should be fun because it was kind of a strange year. I don't know.
It was, yeah.
We've had a recovery year.
We've been compiling a list here. I've had Stephen Schaefer here in our news department helping me out and trying to find some of our top stories that we covered and going down memory lane. We've had a couple even this month that I think will fit in there just well. So
yeah, I think so too. So yeah, we're excited about having you come and do that for us, and so we're going to start back with some things that we think that will encourage people to kind of get out and at least, you know, come see us. Many people have been waiting for, we had a woman who volunteered, and we called her the Sewing Angel. And so she's going to start back in January. And folks have been waiting because, you know, a lot of folks, they gave up their machines. They, you know, if they need to change a hymn, that kind of thing. But she will be starting up in January. And she comes in on a volunteer basis and picks up items that need to be repaired, and then she returns them in a couple of weeks. So I know folks have been looking forward to having that.
That's a nice service.
It is a nice service because sometimes it gets harder and harder to thread that needle the older you get. The other thing that's coming up that folks are waiting for is the AARP tax preparation service. And they will actually start start in the 1st of February, and they can make call and get an appointment that last week in January. They come in and they'll do most all kinds of returns. There are some that are kind of complicated that they can't. But they will run 5 days a week, at least three counselors that will be doing income tax returns. Then the first month in February is for older adults. And then they open it up to the community.
Are there any requirements that people need to know about for that?
Nope. If it's a simple form, that's it. That's the only thing that they want to know. Is it a simple form?
Okay.
So other than that, there aren't. There's, you know, once we get past February and do it for older adults, then it's open to the community. I know the library also runs a program for folks in the community to do their returns.
All right. That is a great service as well.
It is. It is. And what else? Oh, we're going to start back and do some beginner cards, card games. For folks who may have played like pitch or bridge, hand and foot, which is kind of like canasta, but they might have done it, you know, years ago and kind of need a refresher course, or would like to learn. We've had a couple folks come in and want to learn bridge. So we're going to have, in January, we're going to have some refresher or beginning classes for them. Should be fun.
Yeah. I've never...
Winter's a good time to play cards.
I don't think I've ever played bridge. I like cards, but I don't know if I've ever played bridge.
I never did. I never did. So, And then we're having a Kansas Day celebration on the 28th of January with Dave Zerfus, and he's going to come and play cowboy songs, and we should be kind of fun.
Very cool.
Trying to give a kind of a variety of activities, but you never know. January and February are always kind of iffy with weather. So these are ones that will be easily kind of rescheduled if we need to. But we're excited. I've got some good stuff going. And for those of you who have overeaten for the holidays, they need to make that resolution to start exercising. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's yoga. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have strength training. So if they have any questions about those, they can call down here. Phones are working. and we'll be glad to go through, kind of a description of what those classes are and find one that might fit for them.
Now, I know that's offered in person, but I know you guys do some stuff on Facebook, too.
It's also, we do it, that's exactly right. They can come down in person or they can do it online. Sometimes it might be easier if you're just starting and haven't been in the class to come in, so that you can have that, see the instructor and the other folks. Sometimes when it's online, it's really hard to kind of tell. So some of our regulars do it online also. But we encourage them to come in, meet the instructor, and then kind of learn the routines that they do.
Jamie, we're getting a call here. I think somebody has a question or a comment for you here, so I'm going to...
Okay, wonderful.
I'm going to turn it over to them. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment, and this lady has not paid me a dime, but she is... They've had some real good directors there, but she is probably the best, and I've known her a long time and her father longer. He was at the university for 40 years. And she come from a very good family, got a good background, and I want her to keep up the good work, and I want her to have a great forever and a good Christmas.
Well, thank you, hon. Now, I don't know if those people are going to believe that I did not pay you for that.
Well, you did. You gave me a free meal one time, and you shouldn't have. You don't tell them.
So, well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, and so does the entire community of Manhattan, and Manhattan loves you, and everybody in the state of Kansas does, too, that knows you.
Oh, you think it goes that far?
I think.
Out in the state?
It might be the North, American Hemisphere, but I'm going to limit it to Manhattan.
Well, those are very kind words. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for the call. That's nice. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, and of course, the Senior Center is a community center, and you know, you guys do a lot of good work here. And I know the Friendship Meals. That's another thing we should probably maybe give a quick plug to. Are you good with volunteers there, or have you gotten some more?
You know, they're always looking for volunteers for routes, but they're also looking for substitutes. So if somebody can't do it on a particular day, that there's someone who will sub in and take that route. There's a huge number that they serve every day, you know, that they deliver. Those routes, you know, are getting big. And so in order to split a route and, you know, to go down to 8 or 9 from 15, it actually takes about 5 different drivers plus a couple subs. So it's always nice, even if, you know, you can do one day a week, they would love that. Or if you can sub and just say, you know, you can call me on Monday, or if somebody can't make it. They are most appreciative because it's all run, all the delivery is done by volunteers.
You know,
and it's so important.
I might just throw a pitch out there, and anybody who's listening, if you maybe own a business, you're a manager of a department or something, and you've got some staff here, maybe make it a team effort. Have a rotation. Somebody go on Monday, somebody go on Tuesday, somebody go on Wednesday, and yada yada. And maybe that might help if we get some business in the business community here to get out and volunteer and just send a number of their staffers out here once in a while. Love to get some folks out there and help out with this program.
Absolutely. And we have clubs that take a day, which helps it is important. And I think for businesses, they would be amazed at the operation of that meal program, and how needed it is. So, and it's always good. The folks that they deliver to always like to just kind of visit. And I know there are COVID protocols in place, but even, you know, those drivers kind of are still able to visit with folks. And the other thing it does is allows eyes on those people at least 5 days a week. So if they don't come to the door, there is someone, they'll come back and they'll say, you know, Joe didn't come to the door, we need to call the emergency contact person. And if you don't have family in town checking on you, it is such an important piece of that meal program, is just to have some contact that, you know, there's someone checking on you 5 days a week.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. That's our little monthly plug for the Friendship Meals program, and I always appreciate getting to talk about that. As far as the holidays are coming up, I imagine you have some holiday hours you probably want to pass along.
We do. So next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the center is open. We are closed Thursday and Friday, and then all of the next week. Now all of that next week, the last week in December, 3 of those days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they will get home-delivered meals. So I don't want them to panic. They'll still get their home-delivered meals. And for the days that we are closed, they will have the option of getting a frozen meal. So that we're making sure that everybody is fed during that time. And we'll figure out, kind of, I'm sure we'll get our phones back online and people can call us, but I know that they're sending out notices to people who get home-delivered meals when they want them during that holiday period. We are set to go, and we're looking forward to January, and doing some different kinds of programming. If I've mentioned something about a program, or if you have a question about a program, I would say next week give us a call at 537-4040, and we can either get you signed up if you need to sign up, or tell you more about it.
All right. Can we give out your email too? Is that okay?
Yes.
I've got it in front of me.
I've got it too. So the email, which is a good idea, is RC for Riley County, RC Senior Center, all lowercase, all one word, at gmail.com.
All right, and that may be the way to communicate to the Senior Service Center here today until they can get their phones restored. All right. Well, Jamie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I sure hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again.
You too, and we'll talk again, and then I will see you in January.
All right. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to wrap up our second segment here. Coming up next, we're going to hear from some folks at Ascension Via Christi about an oncology program and some new services they're offering at the hospital. That's next on KMAN.